This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about the socialism in Venezuela, some lessons. A lot of lessons can be learned from anybody paying attention over there, and there's more to share from that world. It's a crazy one. Also, a little bit of good news. Apparently, Uruguay is now the first country in the world where you can smoke marijuana wherever you like. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here first as we go to Ralph in New Jersey. Now, Ralph, before you get into what you were calling about, I want to remind you that we have been not really very stringently enforcing, but we had informed you previously that if you continue to call about the exact same thing every time, we're going to have to put some restrictions on your calls. So with that in mind, are you going to talk about something different from the last time you called, or are you once again going to focus on race?
Black criminality.
Yeah, that's the exact same thing that you called about last time. What new claim are you going to bring to the table?
Because there are people who believe that this is a socioeconomic issue. In point of fact, it is not. Okay, I have a cousin who happens to be a police officer.
He has a cousin.
I have a member of the family who happens to be a police officer.
Okay.
I asked him, what exactly is driving, you know, the factor driving behind black criminality? Okay? Is it socioeconomic or is it an issue about character? He is more of the
about
latter.
About what? Character.
He is more of the latter, character. Okay, I'm not a social worker. You know,
Are you suggesting that people are? Hold on. Are you suggesting that people are criminals
driven into criminality because of their character? Yes.
It seems to me that most people are driven to criminality because of their life circumstances, that they feel like they don't have any other options in a lot of cases,
and because everything's illegal and there's minimum wage that says you're priced out of employment, so you have to go find work in the black market, and well, the black market is illegal.
You know, how do you explain the fact that a police officer is hanging on to dear life after what these savages and savage human who happens to be black, this police officer happens to be black? The whole incident happened there in Brooklyn, New York. Okay. And it all
incident?
It all started in a car with a vehicle, you know, with a traffic stop. Okay, he was trying to check a car, and there was something behind him checking that car, and you know, before he knew it, he was dragged this car speed away, and the officer, this young black officer,
so a cop got hit by a car.
He was blind. He was what?
This young black officer was drugged by the car. And
drugged by a car.
Oh, drugged by the car.
Hit by a car, yeah. And Ralph wants us to give some justification for it.
I don't know what Ralph did. I think he's just complaining.
I don't want you to justify anything except the fact that these savages and animals, you know, are doing...
Are you saying, just to clarify, are you saying that the black officer is also a savage or an animal?
No. The people in the car.
Discern the difference between
a bad guy did a bad thing.
Yeah. What does it matter, the skin color? You can find all kinds of bad white people, too, and I bet you if we went down...
bad Filipinos.
Yeah, I bet you if we went down to the Philippines, we'd find a whole bunch of bad Filipinos.
Duterte and all of his little minions that are killing people that have drugs.
All right. No, do I have something to say here? I'll tell you what.
I don't know if you have something to say.
Is it something new? That's what I want to know.
Okay. I'm writing President Duterte a letter to talk, to express my, you know, frustration to him about the black criminality going on in this country. He seemed to have an understanding of that because at a news conference, he told the reporter, and this is a white guilty reporter, yeah, they are killing blacks in America. Yeah, he's
hold on, they've got white guilty reporters in the Philippines?
That's right. That's right. That's right. You think they are only going after Trump? Oh, you know, no, sirree. No, they're not only going after Trump. Don't get me wrong. You're also going after the... look at the way he's living up in the New York Times.
Is every white person white guilty? I'm just curious. You seem to think they are.
By the way, when President Duterte visits this country, I'll make sure he will have a meeting with the white nationalist group because they love that guy.
You're going to make sure of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, why would the white nationalists like Duterte? Just because he hates black people?
And he kills drug dealers.
Are white nationalists in favor of killing drug dealers?
They're generally, law and order types, and drugs are illegal.
You and Wolfman might not believe this, but
Wolfman?
Wolfman, you're right there. Okay.
Why are you calling Daryl Perry Wolfman? Is it because of the W in his name? Daryl Wolfman Perry? Yeah.
Right.
That and I used to have the long shaggy hair.
That's true. You did have long hair at one point.
All right. But, you know, one of the white nationalists I talked to asked him, besides taking on Obama.
Politics sure does make for strange bedfellows, doesn't it? I mean, you've got this Filipino guy who's now talking with white nationalists.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Why don't you call Chris Cantwell's show? Have you ever called Chris? It'd be an interesting call.
I know you want even better. I listen to the David Duke show. How about that?
Oh, my God.
I know you want even better. That's race all the time.
Who's more racist, David Duke or Chris Cantwell?
Well, you know, in terms of degree, I like to believe, you know, less of a racist Chris Cantwell and David Duke, given the fact that he just had
that communication
with him.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
It just turned into gibberish.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's nothing. I tried to tell the guy he can get Skype. It'd be easier to understand. If you've got a foreign accent, it's always easier to understand you if you are on an HD voice kind of transmission method, like... you know, something like a Skype, for instance, where the quality level, the vibrance, the frequency range of the sound that would come to us would be more crisp, more easy to understand, especially when you have a thick accent like that and a not-so-great phone.
Yes.
So please, Skype the show from wherever you are. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And by the way, it's available to you throughout the show, and whenever people use it, it's almost always an upgrade in quality, unless there's some sort of issue.
Just a reminder, we don't monitor the Skype 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No, we don't. Why? What happened? Did something happen recently in the Skype?
There's been one particular person that has been trying to call.
Are you talking about the guy in the crazy ward?
The day.
Yeah, the guy who he called once on the air. And he said he was in a psych ward. So I think it's that guy that you're talking about.
Okay. I know I tried to take a call from him one time, but, you know.
Off the air?
No, during the show.
Oh, okay.
Answered the phone, and, you know, like, we were during a commercial break or something.
Right.
And by the time we came out of the break, he had hung up.
Mm.
And then after the show, you know, like, five missed calls immediately.
Yep, well, there's no explaining crazy. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So a little bit of good news from South America, because we talked about Venezuela, and,
yes.
You know, it's not good news ever coming out of Venezuela these days, but there is good news coming out of Montevideo down in Uruguay. The story coming from The Guardian. And Alicia Castilla was watering the plants in her garden on a quiet Sunday afternoon when five police patrol cars screeched to a halt outside her home. A team of 14 officers armed to the teeth stormed through her gate and arrested the mild-mannered 66-year-old intellectual. They seized everything they could find, computers, her mobile phone, books, and even an orange squeezer. or an orange squeezer. They also impounded the 29 cannabis plants she was watering and 24 grams of marijuana they found in her possession. She was taken to the police station, where she spent the night handcuffed to a bench. There's good news coming in this story. It doesn't start out very good. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. 855-450. Free like freedom.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. So you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, all you have to do is go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. That is where you can save easily 20% on pretty much whatever you want to get. Although I did have to reduce something to 19% the other day to get it to sell. But either way, it's still saving way more than you would otherwise save, which would be nothing if you just go and shop through Amazon normally. So if you go through saveatpurse.com, you decide what savings you get, and you can decide based on how patient you are, basically. If you're willing, if you're willing to wait, then you know you don't need something urgently. You can try setting it for like 25 or 30% off, or even shoot for 33 if you want.
Even if you do need it urgently, you can still save a guaranteed 5% using what they call Purse Instant.
Yep, and you've done that one quite a bit. Yes. I still have yet to actually use Purse Instant because I generally am not that. I figure if I'm going to order something online, I'm generally not in a hurry to get it. But there are those instances.
See, I've got a drink in my hand that I've started ordering from Amazon because the Target stopped carrying this particular flavor. And I generally will wind up forgetting until I'm almost out. Oh, I need some of this. And then, you know, I don't want to wait.
See. Bad planning on your part.
Not necessarily bad planning, just, you know, like not realizing, oh, I'm down to five of these, and I generally drink one a day, so, all right, I need to get some by the end of the week, and, you know, I don't want to have it, you know, stacked up to where I'm always having, you know, like a case laying around.
So my most recent discount was 19% off of a DVI cable. So I'm ordering a big, long DVI cable for here in the studio.
All right.
And that was 19% off of that. So I got it for less than $12. The original price was $14.
Now, how many transactions have you had total?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Quite a few. I can go over to my
I'm looking at mine
history.
Right now. So while you pulled yours up, I've had 59 transactions. And saved $546.43.
That is a lot of savings.
Yes.
Looks like I've had 91 transactions and have saved over $1,760 thus far. So, it's awesome. It works.
Yes. I mean,
this is no joke. Saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. All right, so back to the good news coming out of Uruguay, where The Guardian is reporting that Uruguay is the first country in the world where you can smoke marijuana legally wherever you like. Now, they're giving a not-so-great story to start out here with a...
So I'm curious here. Before we delve too far, I wonder if they're basically treating cannabis the same way they treat tobacco in Uruguay. Or
is it unregulated there, tobacco?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Because a lot of places here in the U.S., you can't smoke tobacco within 25 feet or 50 feet or whatever the random number is.
It's not just tobacco. You can't smoke.
Entrance.
So you can have mint leaves in it rolled up. They're not going to let you smoke that either. You're not going to be able to get away with telling the cop, oh, I'm smoking mint. It's okay. You're just not allowed to smoke.
I've never seen anybody smoke mint leaves.
Me neither. But I did see it when they had the Jokers versus the Tokers in Central Square in Keene back in 2009, where the idea was... This was back when we had daily cannabis smokeouts happening in Central Square, the Central Park here in, I guess technically it's a common, which is slightly different from a park. But anyway, they had these...
There's a slight legal distinction.
The commons never close. The parks can have hours. That's one of the distinctions. I know that. But in this case, there was massive smokeouts going on. And one of the ideas was that when the cops were kind of trying to crack down on this, which ultimately they weren't very successful at... but when they were trying to crack down and they'd made a couple of arrests, the idea was, well, let's go in there with fake marijuana cigarettes, meaning that hand-rolled things that looked like they might be joints but weren't actually, but, you know, filled with mint or tobacco or something like that. And I believe they actually arrested a guy named Evan, who was one of the key organizers behind the event, for smoking mint. So they ended up having to drop those charges after they found out there wasn't actually marijuana in that hand-rolled cigarette that he was smoking. So anyway, back to the story here from TheGuardian.com. The woman was 66-year-old intellectual Alicia Castilla, who was arrested while police impounded her 29 cannabis plants and the 24 grams of marijuana, she had the marijuana plants outside of her home, apparently. And she was taken to a police station where she spent the night handcuffed to a bench. She said, "They treated me like the female version of Pablo Escobar," she told The Observer. But far from resembling the infamous Colombian drug lord who had inspired the 2015 Netflix series Narcos, Castillo was a peace-loving, gray-haired author whose book, Cultura Cannabis, had become an unexpected bestseller. Like many Argentinian sexagenarians, she had recently retired to nearby Uruguay. The seized plants were for her personal use. She says, "I make a living writing about marijuana, not selling it." Castillo's arrest in 2011 sent Uruguay into shock. Although the consumption of recreational drugs had never been outlawed in a country that prides itself on its broad-mindedness and liberal institutions, its cultivation and sale, however, remained forbidden. The author faced between 2 and 10 years behind bars. Her imprisonment at the women's prison in the town of Canelones became round-the-clock news. She says, "I fell into a foul-smelling pit that reminded me of Midnight Express. Cockroaches crawled over the bed. There were rats the size of rabbits in the bathrooms."
Those are either really large rats or really small rabbits.
Castillo realized she had become a national celebrity when her fellow inmates broke into spontaneous applause on her arrival. The eldest of the 120 women imprisoned there, her fellow inmates nicknamed her the Reefer Grandmother, a moniker that was quickly picked up by the press.
So just real quick, I did pull up, apparently smoking in enclosed public spaces is illegal in Uruguay.
Okay. But that applies to smoking anything.
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
Thousands marched to demand her release. The protests soon galvanized a longstanding demand for the full legalization of recreational cannabis. "The media coverage was crazy," said Castillo, who is now 72. "Legislators started bringing legal marijuana draft bills for me to look at in prison."
That's amazing.
Her three-month incarceration and the lengthy series of trials until the case was finally dismissed by Uruguay's Supreme Court last year finally paid off. The cultivation of cannabis was legalized in 2014, and in July, Uruguay will become the first country in the world where its sale is legal across the entire territory. Eduardo Blasina, director of the recently inaugurated Cannabis Museum, located in a large terracotta-colored property in the old Palermo neighborhood of Uruguay's capital city, Montevideo, says, quote, "It's important for Uruguay to advance towards a logical regulation of recreational marijuana." He says, "The law gives consumers access to certified, unadulterated marijuana. South America's war against drugs has been absurd, with catastrophic results, no matter which indicators you consider, including consumption. If Uruguay's experience turns out positive, and let me tell you, it will, it'll be easier for other countries, such as Colombia or Mexico, mired in huge problems with powerful narcos, to find a better solution than the disastrous one implemented so far." The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Nice to hear a little bit of good news about the war on drugs being rolled back just a bit. And, of course, when it comes to marijuana, it's the bulk of the war on drugs. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Join us on the radio here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I was just telling you about SaveItPurse.com as a vehicle to save big time on Amazon, but there's actually more to SaveItPurse. You can actually buy other items that are offered by people on Purse. There are Purse merchants like me. I've got a special edition of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, one of my favorite movies, which I had the pleasure of being the executive producer for, autographed copies of the DVD of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. There's only, I think, about 30 of them in total, and a couple have already been sold. One of them just sold today. They're nice. $20. You get the special edition director's cut DVD with all the DVD bonus features, the 7-plus hours of footage. Now, how many movies actually give you basically every clip that made the movie? That's essentially what we do on the DVD-ROM version of this.
Yeah, I don't know of any. You know, George Lucas isn't going to show you the stuff that wound up
right,
on the
cutting
room
floor. Right. So, I guess the interviews aren't included there, but for the most part, all the activist footage that pretty much makes up 90% of the film.
Right.
All of the original full-length activist videos are on the DVD-ROM. You pop it in your DVD drive on your computer, and that's how you get access to all of those files. But the movie itself is the director's cut. It's got two commentary tracks, one of them with Derek J, me, and Bo Davis, who is the editor of the film, one with just Derek J.
You know, I don't think I've watched either of the commentary tracks.
I suspect not many people have. I mean,
I
have to
watch about 10 different versions of the movie before it ever actually came out.
Oh, that's right. You previewed them with us back in the day, right?
That, and I just happened to have been sitting around when Bo Davis was working on stuff. And, yeah, I saw a bunch of different versions.
Yeah, so it's great. Roger Paxton was actually the first person from the Lava Flow podcast.
Nice.
He was the first person to order the special autographed edition of the DVD. You can get the non-autographed edition as well for about $10 worth of Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. Right now, the autographed version is available cryptocurrency only through Save It Purse. But the way to get to it is you have to go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com. You won't find it in a search if you look over at Save It Purse. So you have to go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com and then select the option that allows you to buy the autographed version of that. And somebody else just ordered one today, so thank you for doing that. People were asking for this, so I went out to the seacoast a few weeks ago, and Derek and I, we went out and kind of hung out and went to a really cool musical show on the seacoast. We spent about a couple hours just pulling out all these DVDs, unwrapping them, pulling out the, you know, the disc and the front cover. We actually autographed both the front cover and the disc, so, you know, we couldn't decide which one was better, so we just did both. So go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com. And for those of you that want to just get the regular version, there's links to the regular versions of the DVD there as well. These are out of print, by the way.
You can find the regular version using the search on Purse.
Correct. And also the regular version, for those of you who don't have cryptocurrency, is available through eBay as well. Thanks to Conan for fulfilling those orders. So these are the last of these DVDs. There's only about 120 or so remaining. And will they ever come back? I don't know. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take to sell 120 of these things. It could be, you know, 5 years, and then by that time nobody will have a DVD player. So who knows? Anyway, if you want to get your copy,
somebody will still have a DVD player for nostalgia's sake.
That's true. If you want to get your copy, go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com. If you've never seen the movie, you can just go to victimlesscrimespree.com and watch it for free online. Let's go to Andy in New Orleans. You're listening. Hello, Andy. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah. Am I on? I'm on.
You're on the radio.
Wonderful. So I wanted to ask you, as y'all are obviously a couple of learned gentlemen, and we're talking about the situation in Uruguay as if it's a positive situation.
For listeners just tuning in is that you can, or as of July, you'll be able to legally smoke and own and purchase and sell cannabis across the country.
Right, which is the kind of full legalization that, you know, in America we were imagining. I don't know, when I was in high school.
Have to dump your call,
and
I don't want to, but...
I know, Ian, that I wanted to, you know, have you sort of get down to this part of the story as we were going along, but I'll go ahead and jump down to...
I would like to encourage our caller to call back another night and not use the S word, and then we would be happy to keep his call on the air.
Yes, and again, article from The Guardian, they say the most controversial of... the aspects of the law goes into effect in July, where legal marijuana will only be available at pharmacies.
Oh.
Though the price will be highly accessible, only $1.30 per gram compared to $3 on the street.
Is that the government setting that price? Because that's what it sounds like. How would they know?
It sounds like it.
Because how would they know right now what the price is going to be?
Right. It sounds as though they're setting a price. Also says that consumers must register with the government first.
Oh, no.
They'll be required to identify themselves with a digital thumb scan to then be able to withdraw their weekly maximum of 10 grams.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so this is not necessarily a free market. This is not a, you know, as legal as tomatoes, as I often like to say how I think stuff should be. But this is certainly better than we're going to throw you in jail for buying it. It's certainly better than we're going to throw you in jail for growing a plant.
Juan Manuel Varela, the 28-year-old manager of MDAR, which is a Spanish-language acronym for high-quality marijuana, says, quote, "I'm happy because now you can plant without going to prison, but like many things in Uruguay, the new law is a good idea that's being applied badly.
Right. And let me give an example of how the regulated cannabis market works in Colorado, because I've purchased some in Colorado. What happened is when I walked into the dispensary, I did have to show an ID, but that was just to prove that I'm over the age of 21.
Right. Oh, it's 21 and up there.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's regulated like wine, quote unquote.
Gotcha.
Although there are regulations that apply specifically to cannabis of if you're not a Colorado resident, you can only buy a certain amount. If you are a Colorado resident, you can buy slightly more. But there's no regular. If I were to walk into any of the places that sell wine in Colorado, they wouldn't say, oh, sorry, sir, you don't live here, so you can only buy two bottles.
Yeah.
Whereas if you did, you could buy four.
Yeah.
So there's special regulations.
I wonder if that's going to happen in Massachusetts.
Probably.
Because they're going to get a lot of business from New Hampshire.
To where, they're already saying you're allowed to have up to X amount, and then there's no penalty at all.
Hmm.
And X is different in both Maine and Massachusetts.
Right.
So, there are still limits, but it's not this bad to where you have to register with it. Yes, government, I would like to buy some cannabis, please.
Well, now, that's for the people buying it. I wonder what regulations they have around the people growing it.
I believe it says down in here that if you want to grow, you also have to register with the government that you want to grow.
Man, they just can't. The government people just can't let it go. They can't let go of the desire to control. They always got to have some sort of system.
Right.
Some kind of rules. Some kind of, regulations in place.
Right. And
so they can tax it and control it.
And this seems more to be control than tax.
Well, I bet you there's a tax in there too, Daryl.
Probably. It doesn't specify in the article here from The Guardian, but even on stuff to where if you want to grow a garden, in a lot of places, there's all kind of zoning. You're not allowed to have a garden that's visible from the street.
Correct. Yeah, they've gone after, I remember it was Orlando, Florida, where people were targeted for having
the side of the house
garden.
Is considered to be the front yard unless it's behind a fence.
Yep, it's crazy stuff. And they were threatened over it, threatened with having their garden torn out and fines per day issued. More coming up on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com. Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. You can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, we want to invite you to get behind Free Talk Live as a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send $5 a month into Free Talk Live, and we invest that into the show so we can get on more new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And we can do that with your help. And you get access to some pretty cool perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials our normal podcast does. Also, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a great way to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And if you're on the brand-new Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com, you get an AMP badge if you let us know that you're there. So once again, forum.freetalklive.com to check out the new forum. And that's not just for amplifiers. That's for anybody who wants to check out that forum. It's open to anybody listening to Free Talk Live. So join the AMP program. You can use Bitcoin. You can use a credit card. You can use PayPal over at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. Thank you again. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Skype, where Cognitive Dissident is on the line. Hello, Cognitive Dissident.
Hey, guys.
Hey, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from somewhere in the United States.
All right, then. Go ahead with your
thoughts. Allegedly, somewhere in the United States. And before you go with your thoughts, I just want to say that I love the show prep that you always send Drs. Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy for Sex and Science Hour.
Hmm.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I am the one sending that show prep.
Well, all there's right. Someone using that same name. I'm assuming it's the same person.
That's the All Sex right. and Science Hour, which you can hear on, was it sexandsciencehour.com, I think?
Yes.
Also available on lrn.fm. So go ahead with your call tonight.
I was wondering if you guys have heard of the user-activated soft fork in the Bitcoin network that is coming.
Yes, we have. This is a big topic. Were you about to ask what we think about it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a very big topic in the world of Bitcoin. It's also a kind of technical topic, so I will try to make it as understandable as possible for those of us or those of our audience who are unfamiliar with Bitcoin, which is a challenge. And coming up next week, we're expecting Wednesday night Charlie Schrem, who longtime listeners of the show may remember as the guy in charge of BitInstant, one-time sponsor of Free Talk Live, ended up going to prison for a couple of years, federal prison, for selling some Bitcoin to somebody who he knew was going to be using it on the Silk Road. So we're going to have Charlie Schrem back on the air with us, and he's going to weigh in on the user-activated soft fork.
And hopefully he can explain this in very simple terms.
That's, because I've told him he needs to.
That I've ever pulled up, it's not explained. Okay. If you can't explain it in like one or two paragraphs, then you know most people eyes are going to glaze over.
I'm going to do my best right now because I have done a fair amount of reading about this thing. So for listeners unfamiliar, Bitcoin is what?
Apolitical cryptocurrency?
It is. It's money for the internet. Yeah, cryptocurrency. It is not issued by any bank or government, and so it's software basically that was released a while back by someone named Satoshi Nakamoto. Nobody knows who that is.
Right.
He released this code to the world, and since then, since around 2009, it's become the world's most valuable currency. It's an incredible success story. Right now, it's about $2,800 per Bitcoin. And it's just been amazing to watch it. Behind the scenes, unfortunately, Bitcoin has been suffering from a bit of a falling out between some of the programmers who've been working on this software.
Right. And just one more sort of thing to point out here about Bitcoin. Bitcoin has two things at once. So Bitcoin is the network that ensures that the Bitcoin currency continues to exist.
Right.
And then there's the currency that allows you to send funds.
So it's a decentralized network as well. I don't think I mentioned that earlier.
A good example, and the aforementioned Brian Sovereign gets credit for this, he said the way he explains it is it's kind of like the U.S. dollar and PayPal, but in the same system. So PayPal allows you to send money online, but PayPal does not control or issue the currency.
So there's been this ongoing battle behind the scenes, and we've talked about it on Free Talk Live. So if you are, at the very least a somewhat recent listener, you've probably heard some level of discussion about this. But to break it down as simply as possible, there are two very dug-in sides of geeks who are fighting about which direction Bitcoin's program should go into the future. And one of these particular sides, the user-activated soft fork group, is now basically coming out with a very hard date of when they say they're
August 1st.
Yeah, August 1st, so coming up in like 7 weeks, they are going to possibly fork the software. And what that could mean, now there's a lot of different possibilities, and we're not going to be able to get into most of them.
Right.
There's a lot of different things that could happen at this moment. But basically what they're doing is they're saying to the miners, so there's two groups that are of fair importance with Bitcoin. One, the miners, the people who are mining Bitcoin into existence, and sort of verifying the transactions that are safe on the network. And then there's also the nodes, which help verify transactions as well. And so what they're saying is that the nodes are going to make a stand, some of them, on August 1st, and they're going to say, if you're with us, then we're going to fork this, we're going to move this thing ahead. We're going to, activate segregated witness, which is their big plan to help save the future of Bitcoin. But if you're not with us miners, then we're forking the software off into a second chain, and we're going to have two Bitcoins.
Right. So I just found something on Bitcoin Magazine called A Bitcoin Beginner's Guide to Surviving BIP 148.
I would say that's a good place to start for anybody that has Bitcoin and wants to know what to do in this circumstance.
Apparently what's going to happen is this BIP 148 protocol will somehow reject any blocks that do not have SegWit as part of the block.
So the thing is that these BIP 148 people, they have to do by August 1st.
Yes.
Is they have to get more than half of the nodes of Bitcoin, and there's about 7,000 to 8,000 nodes, supposedly, out there. They've got to get more than half of them on their side. And if they do,
this
then,
is saying as long as there is a miner that is using SegWit, then BIP-148 gets activated August 1st.
Well, so that's the thing. There's a big question. Go ahead, Cognitive Dissident.
I think what would be more important to them is to get at least half of the hashing power on their side before August 1st. Not necessarily.
Well, yeah, if they do that, if they get the half of the miners on board, then nothing really will change as far as likely for Bitcoin, as I understand it. But
correct. It says if a majority of the hash power does not signal, but at least some do on August 1st, then that's when this fork happened.
There could be, and it turns out there could be more than two Bitcoin, because we've always been talking about the forks as though there would only be two Bitcoin if it forks, but there's circumstances under which there could be three, four, five different Bitcoins.
And then the question becomes, which of those forks is
the real
actual
Bitcoin.
Yep. Which one winds up getting a new name? What are the new names?
Yeah,
this is something, another example of one of these hard forks where, you know, two things wound up calling themselves the same thing. It was Ether and Ethereum Classic.
That's right.
To where the...
And both are still around, and both are doing better now than they were when that happened.
Coders and whatnot for Ether, they saw something that happened that they didn't like, so they undid things. Mm. And the Ethereum Classic people said, no, you can't just undo things that you don't like. Yep. So we're splitting off because of this rewind.
So we're going to get into this a lot deeper because we're barely scratching the surface on what this thing is. But basically, it's sort of this deadline for these BIP 148 supporters, and BIP stands for Bitcoin Improvement Protocol. It's a proposal to supposedly improve Bitcoin. But if they don't get the support they're looking for, there could be a really ugly split. And it doesn't look like they're going to get it, at least at this point. But then again, they haven't even come out with their program yet. They're about apparently 10% or 11% of the nodes that are signaling for this somehow, even though they haven't even released the official program that they're supposed to be running. So I don't even know, you know, what's going to happen. But a lot of people are really uncertain about what's going to happen to Bitcoin on August 1st. And then there's the other thing of this SegWit 2x, which was the agreement from the consensus conference that they had a couple of weeks ago, that is basically going to be competing with this, and they're going to try to beat them to the punch on July 21st. And we don't have time to get into it, Cognitive Dissonant, but there's a brief opinion. I don't know what's going to happen, and we need to talk more about it, but we don't have time tonight, so thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.